I'm Henry Ryga, and I want to welcome you to Christian Leaders, where difference makers are trained and mobilized and sent out. The first Pentecost must have been an incredible sight. The Holy Spirit is poured out. Some critics are thinking that these new ministers are drunk on wine, but it's too early in the morning for that. Others are seeing that people are understanding the gospel in their own language, their own context. So, finally, everyone asks a simple question. Acts 2, verse 7, amazed and perplexed, they ask one another, "What does this mean?" So, what does it mean for you? God brought you here for a purpose, to take your next step in a calling, to impact your family, to impact your community, to share the gospel in your circle of influence. What does it mean? Well, the Apostle Peter then gave the Pentecost message, and he talked about that time as ushering in the last days, quoting from Joel. But this is what has been spoken through the prophet Joel. "It will be in the last days, says God, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men dream dreams. Yes, and on my servants and on my handmaidens in those days I will pour out my spirit and they will prophesy." What does it mean? Ministers will come from all people. You are joining over 500,000 people who have created a study account. And I say, welcome. What does this mean? Ministers from every age, your sons, your daughters, young men and women, older women will be the ministers. What does this mean? Ministers will come from every economic strata, every rank, even the poor. Men or women who have little wealth. Yes, even on my servants and on my handmaidens, in those days I will pour out my spirit and they will prophesy. At Christian Leaders, in over 200 nations, God is bringing people, all people. At Christian Leaders, we see the young as teenagers, 13, 14, who have the calling, who have studied here. We have seen an older man, over 85, and women in their 80s who come here called by God. What does this mean? It doesn't matter how rich or poor you are, where you are in the whole strata. What matters is the calling. What does this mean? As you begin free ministry training, take this opportunity to break out and pursue your calling. To begin tuition-free training supported by generous vision partners. If God calls you to give, praise the Lord. If He calls you to study because you have no income, praise the Lord. Take this opportunity to become a difference maker in a world desperately needing good news. So here you are. You're at the beginning. Let me give you just a few quick disclosures. First of all, you will leave your comfort zone. If you take the step, you'll never be the same. God will mobilize you in ways you never thought possible. You will leave your comfort zone. Spiritual warfare will come, just like Jesus had warfare in the desert when his ministry calling took off. And three, study may shock your flow of life, your life flow, but you will figure it out. So here you are at the beginning. God will help you. He will pour out His Holy Spirit like He did at Pentecost. Pentecost will continue here and now in these last days. Pray about a study schedule. We find that people who start, if they get their study schedule down, it goes better for them. And lastly, just start. Finish this getting started class and just start. And don't give up. And may God bless you as you take your next step as Pentecost continues until Jesus Christ comes back and returns. We are all in this together, and may God bless you in your journey.